Welcome to the Rocket City Brief. Huntsville just zoned the land for its next 1,800 homes on a farm it quietly annexed last August. Here's the thing, the houses aren't the story. Where the city just pointed its next 15 years of growth, that's the story. And it got decided in a routine-sounding council vote most people scrolled right past. This week, the Huntsville City Council rezoned about 500 acres in North Huntsville for 1,800 new homes. For an operator, a residential rezoning this size is not a this quarter housing headline. It's a dated public marker of where the city plans for demand to land first. Read it as a signal, and you're early. React to it as news, and you're late. Now, the land. Last August, the city annexed 572 acres north of Bob Wade Lane, split by Mount Lebanon Road, a tract locals know as Harris Farms. This week's vote rezoned 500 of those acres for homes in three different housing types. The plan is a walkable, master-planned community. Suncrest's Director of Land Development, Derek Ventura, put it plainly, wider sidewalks, narrower roads, streets meant to stay in the community. There's the usual amenity list too, pickleball, greenways, dog parks, nice. But that's not why you lean in. Here's why you lean in. This community sits right next to North Village, the new retail district anchored by a Target and a Home Depot. Retail follows rooftops, and the city is saying the quiet part out loud. Planning Services Manager Thomas Nunez said North Huntsville previously wasn't seeing growth, and now it is. The build-out runs 15 to 20 years, coordinated with the city schools and other agencies. Meanwhile, the city is nearing the next stage of the Northern Bypass, connecting Memorial Parkway with Interstate 565. City leaders estimate it pulls about 15,000 cars off Memorial Parkway, easing the drive toward Redstone. Put those together. Annexation, rezoning, retail anchors, road money, and you're not looking at 1,800 houses. You're looking at a city pre-committing land and infrastructure to a Northside growth corridor. So what do you actually do with that? Watch the sequence, because growth corridors open in a pattern. First the annexation, then the rezoning. That's where we are right now. Then the retail anchor pulling demand. Then the road and utility money. Then the first building permits get pulled. If you're a broker citing listings, a builder, a property manager, or a home services owner, roofing, HVAC, the trades that live and die by rooftops, that sequence is your timing map. One honest caveat, this is a rezoning, not a ribbon cutting. 15 to 20 years is a long runway, and nobody here is making a promise about home prices or rents. What got decided is direction, and direction is the thing you can act on before the concrete shows up. Retail follows rooftops, and rooftops follow a vote most people never notice. In the next brief, an out-of-town company planting about 150 new jobs in Huntsville's Jetplex corridor and what it signals for the west side. And we turned today's red into a one-page tracker, the North Huntsville Growth Corridor watch list, with the five signals that tell you a corridor is about to open. Grab it at rocketcitybrief.com/rooftops and follow the Rocket City Brief so the next signal lands in your feed before your competition sees it. That's the Rocket City Brief. We'll see you in the next one.